The word of God that we consider today is recorded in 2 Chronicles chapter 15, verse 8 and verse 16. And when Asa heard these words in the prophecy of Oded the prophet, he took courage and removed the abominable idols from all the land of Judah and Benjamin, and from the cities which he had taken in the mountains of Ephraim. And he restored the altar of the Lord that was before the vestibule of the Lord. Also he removed Maacah, the mother of Asa the king, from being queen mother, because she had made an obscene image of Asherah. And Asa cut down her obscene image, then crushed and burned it by the brook Kidron. Do you remember the first kings reigning in Judah? Saul, David, Solomon, Rehoboam, Abijah, Asa. And all of these, with the exception of Saul, were from the house of David. And remember, it was the house of David to which God had given the promise that that kingdom or that dynasty would endure forever. And that culminated in our Savior Jesus Christ. Now, some of the kings were good, godly kings, and some were not. And some were godly for a while, and they didn't retain their godliness. They fell away. Now, King Asa was a godly king, at least in the first years of his reign. And we are told that God had given him a tremendous victory over Zerah the Ethiopian. This man had come against him with 1 million men, and Asa went out against him, trusting in the Lord, and the Lord had given him a mighty victory. Now, after that victory, a prophet came to Asa to encourage him to continue in the same path. And this prophet said to him, "The Lord is with you while you are with him. If you seek him, he will be found by you. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you. Be strong and do not let your hands be weak, for your work shall be rewarded." So just keep on walking in this same path, and you have seen how the Lord can help those who put their trust in him. And now we come to what I read before. When Asa heard these words in the prophecy of Oded the prophet, he took courage and removed the abominable idols from all the land of Judah and Benjamin and from the cities which he had taken in the mountains of Ephraim. So before this, Asa had removed much of the idol worship. But now, it seems he went even further and removed the abominable idols from all the land of Judah and Benjamin. So he made an attempt to remove idolatry from the whole country. And he knew this was the will of the Lord, for you know what God said at Mount Sinai, "You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself a carved image. You shall not bow down to them nor serve them." God commanded his people, "You shall burn the carved images of their gods with fire. You shall not covet the silver or gold that is on them, nor take it for yourselves, lest you be snared by it, for it is an abomination to the Lord your God." The prophets had to keep on repeating this command of their Lord over and over again, because the people were always attracted to the idolatry of their neighboring nations. And perhaps one of the attractions of this idolatry was the fact that it was connected in many cases to what is called sacred prostitution, where the priests and priestesses of the idol would actually commit adultery with those who came to worship. But of course, all of this was an abomination as far as God was concerned. And all of this had to be removed completely from the land. So King Asa did a thorough job. In fact, the people swore to each other that they would put to death anyone who did not worship the true Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, no matter how prominent such a person might be. And in keeping with that, Asa had to do something that must have been hard for him to do. He removed his own mother, Maacah, the mother of Asa, the king, from being queen mother, because she had made an obscene image of Asherah, and Asa cut down her obscene image, then crushed and burned it by the brook Kidron. So Asherah was the goddess in whose worship much of this obscene practice was involved, and his own mother had set up an image of this goddess. So if Asa was going to be a faithful king and remove idolatry from the land, he had to depose his own mother from her high position as the queen mother, and he had to burn her obscene idol. And did he go too far in demoting his own mother? Was he showing disrespect? Well, I think you probably all were asked to memorize a passage from the Bible spoken by our Lord Jesus himself. He who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and he who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. A hard saying, but this is the word of our Lord. It would be interesting to know how long King Asa tolerated this idolatry of his mother before he took action. But finally he did what he had to do. He put God's word and God's will above the desires of his own mother. Now we are not told how his mother reacted to this action of her son, since he did not put her to death. At least there's no record that he put her to death. Perhaps she was persuaded not to worship any idol, but to worship only the true God. Now we're living in the New Testament. The Lord does not call on us to go throughout the land and knock down idols and burn them, but he does want us to kill the idols in our hearts and put to death all those desires in us that put mother, father, son, daughter, or anyone or anything else above our God. So when there's a conflict between what God says and what our mother says or anyone else says, then God is the one who has to come first. For after all, no mother of ours ever went to a cross to die for our sins, to take them away. That's something only Jesus, our Lord and our God, did for us. So he certainly deserves the highest place in our worship and in our lives. Let us sing hymn number 19, 4 and 5, and let it help us to kill those idols.